Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, everybody. Wow. That's the first thing I got to say is, what a great crowd out there. Panther Nation showed up today. Appreciate all the efforts of Panther Pitt and everybody gave out there today. We showed them a ball game. Not always the way we wanted to go as far as just the details. You couldn't ask anything more from our guys in the locker room. Some big plays in the game. I mean, Kenny Pickett, he's pretty good too. Kenny Johnson had two big time passes. The big one early, and then he had another tip ball. Just great eye control on the ball. Des Reed had a nice touchdown catch. Brookins with a third down pick. Maverick Gracio, I don't know if you guys even know who he is. Put him out there for punt safe, makes a big block. Brandon George takes it to the house. That's a huge third quarter play. Dejon Reynolds, he hadn't been getting the ball, luck, but threw it up to him. He gets pass interfered with, and he still comes down with the ball. That was a big, big, big-time play by him. Jimmy Scott with a huge third-down sock, and then, Davis, obviously, with the touchdown run at the end with Nate Yardnell, a quarterback, after they ripped the quarterback's helmet off. He's supposed to be able to stay when they rip it off. But Eli had to come out, and Nate came in and got it done there, too. So, gutsy win by our kids. Just shows the character we have in that locker room. I love that locker room to death. I mean, our players never give up. And, I'm sure some of the fans kind of gave up and thought, oh, there's no way. But our guys didn't give up. And, if you didn't learn that from last week, then hopefully you learn it from this week. And we'll move on to the next. So, questions?
Do to lock in the way that he does late in the drive? What adjustments do you guys make? You get 4 yards going into the last 5 minutes in the second half, and then all of a sudden, two touchdown drives.
Well, we didn't protect the quarterback very well, as you guys know. I think Ryan Jacoby tried his tail off to go out there and play. He was still banged up a lot, but we put Jason Collier in there. We just had to make a move. He was giving up some pressures, we think. And again, I don't watch the iPad with the offense. There weren't many plays to watch in the third quarter to begin with. We lost the time possession by over 13 minutes. But the offense made that decision, which is, I think really helped us. I mean, Jason Collier had a great game a week ago and was healthy. So I think, that's one of the adjustments of just giving us a chance to operate. So Eli's done an incredible job. I mean, when he needs to make a play, he makes a play with his feet or his arm.
You scored the heights of touchdown without Desmond in the lineup.
Say it again?
You scored this heights of touchdown with Desmond on the bench. What was going on there?
He's banged up a little bit, I guess. So he'll be fine, but he played a hell of a ball game again.
On the broadcast, you said about beating the officials as well as West Virginia. Do you wish to expand on that?
Yeah, I mean, I just, not going to get into it. It's Big 12 officials, but just I thought, there were some calls, that I can't wait to watch a videotape. But, after the game, it's over with. We had two large victories today.
What can you say about the resiliency of your squad? I mean, both the offense and defense kind of struggled. Then offense scores, defense gets three and out, offense scores again.
Yeah, I mean, our defense made plays when they needed to, just like the offense. But, our defense was on the field the whole time. I mean, the whole third quarter. I mean, 11 minutes they were on the field. It's okay. We got to get a first down here. We went three and out. They fake a punt, which was our fault. They faked a punt. I don't think they planned on it. They just saw the edge. We had 10 guys on the field. That's a problem. And then what's the defense do? They go three and out again after, the momentum change of that. It's a great job by the defense. I thought the defense played, when you look at, they had 45, they had 45 rushing attempts. We only had 29. I mean, it was because of time possession. So defense, played their tails off.
What are some of the issues with run defense that help work?
It's, a little bit of everything. I mean, it's run fits at times. I mean, quarterback draws, running with that 13th player. I mean, there was one quarterback draw, I forget what quarter it was. I get to watch some of that video, and we got a backer blitzes the wrong gap, and he runs up the middle for like 23 yards. It's like, just those details. It's 60 minutes of focus and details, and it's going to happen in a game. Let's not kid ourselves. Everybody does it, but I don't want to do it at all. It's just some of the details aren't there, and again, give them credit too. They got guys on scholarship too.
Given the way this week started with the athletic director stuff, does this feel any more satisfying, or football team feel a responsibility to go out and do something special?
There's not one player on our team who said, "Hey, coach, what's going on?" I mean, we're focused on West Virginia. That was our, we're down in the Drats. We're kind of in our little bubble down there. It's probably a good thing. We're not sitting on campus, but our guys just focused on what they had to do. We had one job: go beat West Virginia, and mission accomplished.
And how's the redshirt transfer quarterback doing his first three games? What Eli's done, especially last week. How does that happen?
Well, number one, he's got talent. Number two, give the credit to the offense coaches and the other 10 players on the field that are making plays for him. I mean, that Dejon Reynolds catch down in the end zone was big time. It's a team game, and Eli's trying to do his job. He needs help by 10 other guys to get it done. But it takes a unit to get it done. It's not just one player. But Eli's done an unbelievable job in three games, and he's 3-0 as a starter. He goes from playing his first home game as a starter to being on the road in a different environment, to coming home playing in a backyard brawl, which is not an easy one to play in, and finds a way to get it done.
You guys have worn down quarterbacks with your pressure to getting accumulating sacks over game, and it impacts their style of play. Eli got sacked 5 times and yet still throwing 40-yard touchdowns, leading 2 touchdown drives in. What does it say about him to keep his focus and his composure despite getting hit all those times?
Yeah, I mean, it tells you he's tough. I mean, he's got a lot of toughness to him. He's got moxie. He's a football player. That's what quarterbacks are supposed to be. We've seen quarterbacks like that here at Pitt before. I mean, he finds a way to get it done. He doesn't care. He doesn't come off. He's not whining and crying like, "What's going on? Protect me, protect me." He don't care. He just go out and play, and we made enough plays to get it done.
In those moments where you guys backs against the wall, do you see Eli kind of take it to another level play?
Obviously he did, right? I mean, I don't see it. You don't go, "Hey, he just turned the switch on." I wish he turned it on for 4 quarters, right? And we'll look at it. We'll look at the videotape and constantly see exactly what happened and really break it down as we get ready for Youngstown State.
Fourth and one right before halftime, the little flip to Kenny. Was that like a miscommunication?
It wasn't a miscommunication. It was misexecution. It's not even close to the play that we wanted. It's disappointing, and we'll get it cleaned up. But that was not the play. It was not even close to the play. I don't know what it play it was, but we take a chance to go down fourth down. We're taking a gamble there. We expect to get 1 yard, so we'll figure that out. Yes.
I know ideally you don't want to be in comeback scenarios, but the fact that your team's been able to string a couple of them together, what can that do for the confidence and the cohesion of a group like this?
I think it does everything for them. I think, when you make you can go out there and get those wins in the fourth quarter and find a way to win a football game. Every week it's something a little bit different. It's somebody else, whether it's Dejon and Derek Davis. I mean, it's finding a way to win. We talked about the blue vase last year. Our guys are finding a way. They're blue vasing it and getting it done. And, it doesn't matter. And again, the defense was outstanding. I mean, getting stops, getting the ball back to our offense. You think about how important it was to get them, get the ball with 2:07. We got, the punt. All of a sudden we get the 2-minute timeout or 2-minute warning there or whatever you want to call it. It was a great stop, getting off the field, stopping the run when we had to stop the run.
What was the thought process behind calling the timeout with 2:09 left with the 2-minute warning there?
Because we knew we were going to get another, because we knew we were going to get another timeout after that. So it's like, back to back. So it's strategic, CAI, it's analytics. We did it the right way. Okay.
How important is it to have this type of rivalry game on your schedule? Is this something you want to continue?
Yeah, we want to continue this. It's a brawl. It's good for the fans. It's good for our football team. We love it. We love winning it. And I'm 2-1 in a backyard brawl and waiting on the next.
We'll do final one.
What are you the most proud of this team?
Most proud of this team, you know, just, you know, finding a way to get it done. I mean, they stick together. I mean, that's the most important thing, is they stick together and they finish together. And, you know, I was a happy locker room in there after the ball game. And again, it's just, you know, each play, each game, there's different guys making plays. And we spread it around. You know, whether Desmond Reed's not in the game, it's Derek Davis. You know, he had some great pass pro in that drive as well. Derek is a really good back as well. So, I mean, it's everybody together. You know, when we win as a team. And that was a team win. Coaches, players, you know, our scout team, our rocks, we call them. It's a team win across the board. I mean, went up to Caleb Holmes afterwards. He played some of the two tight end stuff. He did an outstanding job of being, you know, a scout tight end, just to give us more beef behind it for number 81. So he was number 81. I mean, all those guys. I mean, it's a team. It just takes so much to get a win like that and prepare during the week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.